Ever since relativity and quantum mechanics emerged, dealing with the very large and the very small, scientists have struggled to unify them. Einstein's dream was that ultimately everything would be made from the unified field, meaning there are no protons, no neutrons, no electrons, just rotations of the field itself. The problem, of course, is that these weird time-bending properties of quantum mechanics don't seem to allow us to build a working model like that. However, according to Discover, we may be able to solve all these problems by changing how we think about time. A sizable minority of physicists, Ravelli included, believe that any successful merger of the two great masterpieces of 20th century physics will inevitably describe a universe in which ultimately there is no time. Even better, all the laws, whether Newton's, Einstein's, or the quirky quantum rules, would work equally well if time ran backward. Therefore, these radical new concepts about the nature of time cannot be shot down by skeptics who use science as a weapon. They are already on the verge of being accepted as scientific facts. We don't need time to be linear in order to explain the laws of physics. It is unfortunate that Kozarev's research is not commonly known outside of Russian scientific circles, as it provides dramatic new evidence to help us understand that when the particle turns into a wave, it's still a particle. Only now, it's a particle in time. Dewey Larson and three-dimensional time. In our own reality, time keeps moving forward at a steady rate, barring a few little hiccups and glitches. That's why Einstein assumed it was only one-dimensional. However, if we want to solve the biggest scientific mysteries, all we have to do is allow time to have three dimensions. The idea of anything in nature being one-dimensional is nothing more than a mathematical concept, not unlike the idea that the Earth could be flat. Dr. Dewey Larson built a very successful model of our universe beginning in the 1950s by assuming time has three dimensions, but mainstream scientists wouldn't accept it. Nonetheless, Larson was able to solve many of the greatest quantum physics problems, as well as many perplexing issues in astronomy, with this model. Larson concluded there was a three-dimensional time region, or what I and others now like to call time-space, which is constantly interacting with our own three dimensions of space-time. Larson's other big concept was that the entire universe is formed by nothing more than motion, and what's moving, in my opinion, is the source field. Gravity, electromagnetic energy, and all the other forces normally associated with quantum mechanics are just different ways of talking about the same thing. The entire universe is built from nothing more than fluid-like, swirling vortexes within the source field. Einstein's greatest dream of a unified field was correct. Here's a more technical way of saying the same thing from K. Nehru, a scientist developing Larson's theory. Larson asserts that the atom is without parts, that it is a unit of compound motion, with motion being the basic constituent of the physical universe. This means that both the nucleus and the so-called orbital electrons are non-existent. Secondly, he argues that there is no electrical force either involved in the atomic structure. This, therefore, leaves gravitation and the space-time progression as the only two motions, forces, that operate inside the time region. Based on all the available evidence, gravitation and the space-time progression are the exact same thing, which is ultimately what Larson is saying by concluding that all is motion. It's a very mind-expanding concept to consider that gravity is powering physical matter. That's all there is. Nothing else. Just a flowing vortex within a mysterious force we usually call gravity. Without the flow of gravity doing its work, there would be no matter, at least not anything that was visible in our own space-time. According to Nehru, this same theory, which Larson calls the reciprocal system, also does an excellent job of clarifying astrophysics observations. Besides other things, the concept of coordinate three-dimensional time in the reciprocal system explains and derives the characteristics of supernovae, the white dwarfs, the pulsars, the quasars, the compact X-ray sources, and the cosmic rays, without taking recourse to concepts like degenerate matter, the curvature of space-time, etc. All Einstein's so-called relativistic effects come out in the reciprocal system of the existence of this additional time component. Better yet, Larson predicted the existence of quasars in 1959, even though they weren't officially discovered until 1963 by Martin Schmidt. A computer programmer named Dave Ashley read Larson's books after hearing me talk about them in my videos, and then was brave enough to start a discussion on the James Randi Skeptics Forum about it.